Today we celebrate the feast of one of the great saints and mystics of the church, Katharina Benincasa, St. Catherine of Siena. And of course, for those in today's world, including some Catholics, who believe in so-called family planning, St. Catherine would have never been born. She was the last of 24 children. Her mother was very strong. And in fact, she let her know. She was oftentimes very strict with the children, including St. Catherine, whose job was to take care of the kitchen downstairs. And as you go from the Basilica of St. Catherine, you go down the street a couple of blocks, and there is the house of the Benincasa family. Of course, for those who speak Italian, Benincasa means well in the home. And so they definitely were Benincasa. 24 children, imagine that. What a wonderful, wonderful family. And they were very holy, they prayed, and all of them married in the church, not like today, where everybody does whatever they feel like doing. But St. Catherine had a vocation. Our Lord Jesus appeared to her and called her to become a Third Order Dominican. And of course, in those days, the Third Order Dominicans wore the full Dominican habit, but with the black scapular. The Second Order wore the white scapular. So anyway, she became a Dominican. In the meantime, she was told to go see this one and that one. She became the counselor of kings and rulers and of popes. So much so that she even was told, and she went with her confessor, who was appointed to her, because she was no mean person. She was a very, very intelligent an important person, though she never went to school. All her knowledge was infused by God. Blessed Raymond of Capua. And he went with her, and they went all the way to Avignon, where they were having the so-called Babylonian captivity of the church. For 70 years, the popes escaped from the rubble and rabble of Rome, and went to live in southern France at Avignon, where there's to this day a magnificent medieval palace there. So she went to see Pope Gregory, and one of the things that always sticks in my head and gives me great delight is that she discussed everything with him, and then she finally lost patience with him. You know, so it's not bad to lose your patience with the Pope. And some people today are losing their patience with the Pope. And she told Pope Gregory, says, "You and your pigs get back to Rome." She meant the cardinals. So imagine going to the Pope and calling him and the cardinals a bunch of pigs. Well, he listened. And so she got him to return to Rome. And there she received him along with the daughter of St. Bridget of Sweden, St. Catherine of Sweden, who was also involved in this pursuit. In the meantime, our Lord had appeared to her and had given her his wounds. And at first, he appeared as a crucifix, of course, and then rays of red light came upon her, on her side, and her hands and feet. And she asked him, "Please grant that they may not be visible. I don't mind bearing the pain," because the stigmata is very, very, very painful. It's not just a sign of honor, it's painful. And so our Lord listened to her, and while he was giving her the stigmata, the red rays became white rays. And the stigmata were there, but they disappeared. They could not be seen. And so she received the stigmata, but invisibly so. Now, you think somebody who accomplished as much as she did, and of course, if you have never read the dialogues of St. Catherine, you need to read them. It's one of the classics of the most beautiful books ever written in the Catholic Church. Very, very beautiful. And she only was about 33, 34 when she died. And so she did a lot with a few years, as many of the saints do. So we give thanks to God today on this eve of the feast of St. Joseph, Opifex, the worker, and of First Friday, to pray for us and intercede for us, and to pray for the popes that they may get back to Rome where they belong. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.